Jai Shri Kar, Shri Shri Guru Garanga, Shri Shri Gandharvika Giridhari Ju Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Parivraj Akacharya Vari Ashtotarasata Shri Srimad Srila Bhakti Sundar Govindadev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Parivraj Akacharya Vari Ashtotarasata Shri Srimad Srila Bhakti Sundar Govindadev Goswami Maharaj Avir Bhav Mahamahotsava Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Parivraj Akacharya Vari Ashtotarasata Shri Srimad Srila Bhakti Sundar Govindadev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Vishnupad Paramahansa Parivraja Kacharya Varya Ashtotarasata Shri Srimad Srila Bhakti Rakak Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Vishnupad Paramahansa Parivraja Kacharya Varya Ashtotarasata Shri Srimad Bhagavan Shri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Goswami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Parivraja Kacharya Varya Ashtotarasata Shri Srimad Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Prabhupada Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Srila Bhakti Srila Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Shri Rupa Nuga Guru Varga Ki Jai. Jai Shri Namacharya Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. Jai Shri Anati Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Garadhar Shri Vasari Gaur Bhakti Vrinda Ki Jai. Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Shamakund Radhakund Giri Govardhana Ki Jai. Jai Shri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat Ki Jai. Yitai Gaur Premanande Haribo. Nitai Gaur Haribol, Nitai Gaur Haribol. This is the year 2013. So years since I first met His Divine Grace, Srila Bhakti Sundar Govindadev Goswami Maharaj. At that time, he was still white clad, as Srila Sridhar Maharaj might say, showing his grihastha form. And but showing his real form always, when after Srila Govinda Maharaj was married, someone was asking Srila Sridhar Maharaj about this, and Srila Sridhar Maharaj remarked, "He has always remained on the Vaikuntha platform." Some incident of a sort of similar nature occurred with Sri Nityananda Prabhu. Maybe not entirely similar, but I'll try to draw out the similarity. The differences will be obvious to everyone. The similarity is in their divine nature. So one day, Srila Sridhar Maharaj told the story, I think it's from Chaitanya Bhagavat, that devotees, Advaita Acharya, his wife, Sita Thakurani, Sriman Mahaprabhu, Vishnu Priya Devi, Jagannath Mishra, Sri Sachi Mata Devi, they were at the house of Jagannath Mishra, and Nityananda Prabhu came, and he was stark naked at the time. So he was in transcendental bliss, in the showing symptoms of transcendental ecstasy, and in his ecstasy, he had no awareness of the external world, or, as it turns out, his state of dress. So Mahaprabhu quickly got arranged some clothing for Nityananda Prabhu. But to make the point clear to everyone, the position of Sri Nityananda Prabhu, Mahaprabhu distributed tore some small pieces of his kopan and distributed them to everyone to wear, with the instruction that by wearing this, that they would be relieved of any connection with the mundane principle of sexual enjoyment. So, generally, nakedness is associated with sexual enjoyment, sexual promiscuity, and so forth. But not in the case of Nityananda Prabhu. His position is completely above that and disconnected entirely from anything of this mundane world. And that was Srila Sridhar Maharaj's instruction to us about Srila Govinda Maharaj. He has always remained on the Vaikuntha platform. So, Shuta Shrava Prabhu remarked, made some remark one time to me about Govinda Maharaj's behaviors, that he is on the Paramahansa platform. So he is showing sometimes, not always, but sometimes showing the usual symptoms of the Paramahansa Vaishnava. So those are not to be imitated, and they're a little extraordinary or very extraordinary, but this is the nature of a pure devotee, such as His Divine Grace, Srila Bhakti Sundara Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj. Always on the Vaikuntha platform, never any other platform, never associated with the things of the mundane world, transcendental. My own experience, I've spoken about this many times, but I think it's worth repeating. Generally, it's thought and said, and our experience shows it also, that familiarity breeds contempt. And when we become familiar with someone, even someone who is superior to ourselves, still, it's easy to begin seeing that person as being on the same level as ourselves, as being suffering from the same frailties, emotions, etc. And because of these apparent similarities, then we can make a wrong conclusion. And when we are speaking about transcendental personalities. So, in the material world, the expression holds true: familiarity breeds contempt, because just simply the interaction of human beings with each other, it's easy to, especially in close quarters, or especially in close work environments, something of that nature, especially in ashrams and temples where everyone is living in close quarters, often living and working in close quarters, then there's this natural tendency to become irritated and disturbed and see the faults in others, and therefore draw some conclusions about that, that, oh, these are indications that the person I'm seeing, he is a Vaishnava, but he has some faults which are attracting my attention. Srila Prabhupada had, Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj had many servants, had many persons who attended to his needs, traveled with him. He had a secretary, generally traveled and with a secretary and a servant, and secretary to help with his correspondence and things of that nature, and a servant to cook for him and took care of various needs that he might have. And these were changed with some frequency. It became formalized with his secretaries. There was a time when the GBC men began to act as Srila Prabhupada's secretaries. And they I think they did that duty for 6 months. It could have been shorter, I'm not sure exactly, but anyway, whatever, it was some limited amount of time, and then a replacement would come and take his place. And they would travel with Srila Prabhupada and, as I said, attend to his correspondence and so forth, and often keep diaries, wisely thinking that that their observations would be have lasting value and would be used by themselves and possibly others later. So one reason that they were, of course they had many duties, that was one reason for their alternating or changing their positions. But it was also true for for the servants who had no other duties. And it was noted by my god brothers that they would burn out. It just become too much for them. They couldn't live so closely with their spiritual master. And Srila Prabhupada knew the reason for this. The reason was familiarity breeds contempt. And it's easy to, and it not only easy, it would happen that they would begin to see their spiritual master through mundane eyes. And Srila Prabhupada said about one such servant, he began to think that I was in need of his service rather than he was in need of serving me. So that's the danger of that position. So my observation was, I was surprised that the more I associated with His Divine Grace, Srila Govinda Maharaj, the more exalted His position appeared, and the lower my position in relation to His, the more I could appreciate that where he is situated, in his, where his consciousness is existing, is far, far beyond my puppy brain, my limited brain to comprehend. But it was, this is one of those things that is difficult to prove, maybe impossible to prove, and so maybe my observation doesn't have so much value to others, and it has value to me. And this is the nature of Krishna consciousness, that what we are following is a line of faith, and that line of faith is coming through personalities, and these personalities, they appear in a form, a human form, which enables us to relate with them, enables us to receive instruction, to seek instruction, receive instruction, to question, to place our doubts and have our doubts removed, to place ourselves as servants and be given the chance to serve, to seek direction and be given direction, and so on. That someone will believe in God is not very remarkable. Almost everyone believes in God. To believe in the servant of God is quite a bit more remarkable and a difficult hurdle to overcome. God, the Almighty, Creator of the heavens and the earth, the Ishvara, the Supreme Controller, and in our line, Govindam Adipurusham Tamaham Bhajami. That Govinda, who is worshipped by the Creator of the universe, Lord Brahma, who is the original person, the original creator, etc., who is the tender of the cows in Vrindavan, in Goloka Vrindavan, that Govinda, who is so charming that we are cautioned in one sense, if you want to maintain your material relationships, if you want to maintain your family affections in this material world, then we are warned, then don't go to see that Govinda standing on the banks of the Jamuna at Keshi Ghat, where he is looking so beautiful, standing in his threefold bending form, and so forth. So, that conception of God is a little, very different, actually, than the general conception of God the Almighty. Our conception of God, God as the son of Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj, the sonhood of Godhead conception, where God fulfills everyone's, all the roles, all the possibilities of rasa, all the different relationships that one could experience on the higher levels with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is little, I keep saying little, but he's very different from that God who is just more theoretical, the Almighty, who is omniscient. He knows everything. He's omnipresent. He exists everywhere. He's within everything, and he's everywhere, and these conceptions, which sound very grandiose, they are very grand conceptions and great conceptions about the majesty of God, but they don't describe him, actually, although they appear to. They don't describe him very well. They don't describe him in any sufficient detail that would enable one to appreciate him and develop what is necessary for real service, which is to develop love and affection for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So the agents of Godhead, the guru, the spiritual master, the Vaishnava, they fulfill that function. They give us the opportunity to interact with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but in a way which is suitable for our puppy brains, for our meager understanding. Sakshadhari Twaina Samasta Shastra here. Sakshadhari, the spiritual master, is non-different from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So we can have a direct relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead through the spiritual master, by interacting with the spiritual master. But believing, or if we come to think that the spiritual master is not the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is not Sakshadhari, but different from Hari, not the same as Hari, but different from Hari, then all sorts of troubles will begin to ensue. And our progress in spiritual life will be halted. It will not be able to proceed further. So we are cautioned in many places to avoid this. One of the offenses to the holy name is to consider the spiritual master to be an ordinary human being. So we are cautioned against that. We're cautioned against thinking of the Vaishnava, even the Vaishnava, Guru Shu, Archie, Vishnu, Shiladhir, Guru Shu, Naramatir, Vaishnave, Jati Budhi. The deity appears to be made of some material substance, stone or wood, metal. And the guru appears also, because he appears in the human form, then human form means material to our eyes. We are thinking physical, mundane. Material means mundane. And what our eyes see is mundane. So if the guru appears in his in a form which is visible to our eyes, then we may mistake that vision to be the true representation of the spiritual master when it is not. And the same is true of the Vaishnava, Vaishnava Jati Budhi, that to think that the Vaishnava is a of a particular caste, or a caste like Brahman, Vaishya, Shudra, Kshatriya, or a creed, or a particular nationality. The Vaishnava is from a particular country or a particular race. Then one who thinks that is said to be of a hellish mentality. Naraki. Hellish. His thinking is of a hellish nature. He is living in a hellish condition by making these material calculations about the Vaishnava, about the deity, about the guru. So somehow or other, my idea that I got about Srila Govinda Maharaj is that the more I was with him, the greater his stature seemed to be. It didn't become lower, it became greater. And by his grace, I suppose, I was apparently, seemingly, saved from this danger of considering him an ordinary human being, rather always his position always getting farther and farther away from mine, higher and higher. Hare Krishna. Now, because of that, I can't think of him in any other way. Although he did nothing apparently to encourage that thinking. He showed himself in rather ordinary ways. He was happy to have the company of others. He was very friendly, very welcoming, very humble. He rarely asserted himself in positions of authority, at least in his general dealings with devotees and others. And with non-devotees, he didn't expect anyone to think, oh, here is a great guru, so they should behave in some very respectful way with him or something like that. If someone put out their hand to shake his hand, he responded. He shook their hand. If some devotee ladies, he's visiting a foreign country, like I remember this particularly in Mexico, and some ladies would want to embrace him, he didn't push them away. He allowed for that. He knew their intention was good. There was no nothing untoward or anything like that. They knew he was a spiritual person, and it was his spiritual company that they were seeking. I remember also in Mexico, he was attending some function. There was like a public gathering of all the registered religious groups, leaders from various registered religious groups, when Mexico opened up this registration to religious groups other than the Catholic Church. And one of the, I think he was, what was his position? Some sort of secretary or vice president, something like that, of Mexico, came to speak, and at the part of the function was to show some respect to the flag of Mexico or something like that. And for that purpose, everyone in the audience stood up. And I remember Yudhimanyu Prabhu telling me he was looking to Govinda Maharaj. What would he do? He was wondering, Govinda Maharaj will stand up, ignore them. What will he do? He stood up, and as he saw everyone else placing their hands over their heart, like in pledge of allegiance to the flag or something like that, he also did. Without any qualm or hesitation, anything of that nature. Showed respect to others. He was in the country of Mexico, and he was respecting the people of Mexico, showing his respect for them, showing respect for their traditions. And another thing like that, the devotees arranged for these dancers to come, these young men, like college age men and women who were maybe studying dance in college. But at any rate, they were very extremely expert, actually remarkably good dancers. And we were invited, come, and there's going to be some exhibition. So Govinda Maharaj was given a nice chair, and we were invited to come sit with him, and all the devotees were invited also. And so I was, now I had my chance. I was studying Govinda Maharaj very closely. What will he think of this? How will he react and behave with this? And the dancers, they were men and women, so, and they were young, so of course they were handsome men and beautiful women. And the dancing was some sort of dancing that would be conducted by prior to or after a marriage ceremony. So what does a sannyasi have to do with such things? And Govinda Maharaj is a sannyasi. So first, should he have been invited? He didn't object. After being invited, sitting and watching, should he watch? Or as sitting there, should he watch? Should he turn his head away? As I was thinking to do, prone to do, inclined to do. But no, he did not. He watched, he observed, and he was very happy. Very happy. The devotees were enjoying this. That made him happy. The dancers were enjoying. That made him happy. He was enjoying. That made him happy. We were also happy to see that. It reminds me of another thing. We are in the pastimes of Krishna. There are many such things like this, that life in the spiritual world is not a life of is not a life that is not full of interest and wonder and beauty. Right? Just the opposite, actually, is very beautiful. So everything is beautiful. Everything is wonderful. Everything is very nice. When someone was asking me once, one of my disciples, about Mother Yashoda, that why is described that she is a large hips, but men don't like large hips. So how is it that she could be beautiful? But, and it's true, that's the description of, it's true that, that this is an accurate description of Mother Yashoda, but she also has large breasts, which men find attractive, and a thin waist, which men find attractive. And her spiritual form is must be attractive, cannot be otherwise. So to read these in the pastimes of Krishna, that Mother Yashoda is described in particular, her form is described to be in a particular way, and then conclude through by the world of measurement that it could not be appealing or attractive or beautiful, means that misunderstanding. Things are of that world are beautiful in a way which will deceive us. And if we were not deceived, then we would already be there. We already know all about that world. So, at any rate, Srila Govinda Maharaj was showing us many, many wonderful things, and that he was perfectly suited for to do what he was doing, and that was to act, to be, and to serve as Srila Sridhar Maharaj's successor, his Srila Sridhar Maharaj said, generally an acharya will select his successor. And he selected one successor, Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj. And Srila Sridhar Maharaj instructed all of us, all of those who were his followers, whatever faith you have in me, put that faith in Govinda Maharaj. And so, as I've said, Srila Sridhar Maharaj noted that he is always on the Vaikuntha platform. Therefore, it is perfectly reasonable that we should, that Srila Sridhar Maharaj would ask us, whatever faith you have in me, put in him, give to him. We accept Srila Sridhar Maharaj as being on that, always on that Vaikuntha platform. And who is on that Vaikuntha platform has observed, here is another soul, a great soul who is of a similar nature. So put your faith in him, and serving in his association and serving under his direction, we are fortunate to fortunate that his activities, his behaviors, his preaching continuously encourage such well-placed faith. Faith that his direction, following his direction, would be better for us than any idea we could conceive of independently. His direction is vital. His direction is the link between ourselves and the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because he is Sakshad Hari. He is non-different from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Vyasa Puja, this celebration of the Guru's appearance day, is known as Vyasa Puja. Because why? Because Vyas is also known as the representative of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Srila Prabhupada referred to him as the literary incarnation of Godhead. Because from Vyasadeva, all the scriptures have come. All the scriptures, and they come by what method? By divine revelation from the upper world through some via media by which those messages can be communicated from the upper world to this world. Just like radio broadcast. Radio waves are being broadcast from some radio station, and then there has to be some transmitter, or not transmitter, there has to be some receiver, a radio. And the radio converts those radio waves into which we cannot hear. We are not even aware that they're present around us, these radio waves. But the receiver is the via media for us to be able to hear the sound that is being produced in the studio or from where the broadcast is being made. So the Sri Guru, he is like that. And Vaishnava is like that. Sriman Gokulananda began producing magazine, the Vaishnava Transmission. And Govinda Maharaj was asking me, transmission? What is that? Can you explain? Vaishnava Transmission? What is the meaning? I think I was having a little difficulty. But that analogy came to mind. Like the radio broadcast, transmission means broadcast. So like the radio broadcast, What the Vaishnava is broadcasting, what is coming from the Vaishnava, what he is transmitting, what he is conveying to others, that is the Vaishnava transmission, what is being transmitted by the Vaishnava. And Govinda Maharaj asked, Mahananda Prabhu tried to explain it, I tried to explain some more. I'm not sure Govinda Maharaj was ever fully satisfied with our explanations. But I think that is proper, Vaishnava transmission. The magazine that is acting as the conveyance, the to distribute the words of the Vaishnavas are being transmitted through the Vaishnava transmission, by the Vaishnava transmission, the magazine, the publication. Hopefully we'll see that again soon. Gokulananda Prabhu made such a nice digital arrangement for that magazine in color, and really made two very beautiful editions of that, which haven't been published yet, and I think will be published soon. He told me they would be. So that'll be very nice to see. So all these things we're trying to do for the pleasure of His Divine Grace, Srila Bhakti Sundar Govindadev Goswami Maharaj. We are His servants. What is our position? We are His servants. By His grace, we got some opportunity to get the chance to learn from Him, learn something, how to serve, how to behave, how to become fanatic to our guru, fanatic to His direction, adhere strictly and closely to the directions He is giving for the continuation of the mission that He continued after Srila Bhakti Rakak Shridhardev Goswami Maharaj. Srila Govinda Maharaj made it look easy, but as soon as the Vaishnava disappears, then we see that what looked easy is really not so easy for others to do. It is rare in this world that such Vaishnavas appear and reveal themselves for our salvation. So, anyway, today is such an auspicious day, very fortunate for us. It means that on this day, His Divine Grace showed His pastimes in this world, and I know Srila Sridhar Maharaj spoke more than once about his happiness that Govinda Maharaj sought initiation from Srila Sridhar Maharaj and became his disciple. Srila Sridhar Maharaj was very soon, very early, saw the prospect for this Govindu Brahmachari, that he would become his successor. And through his dedication, Govinda Maharaj's dedication to his spiritual master, there's no other way that could have come to pass. Because he was a fanatic to his guru, because he was loyal to his guru, because he was dedicated to his guru, Because he accepted the instructions of his guru as his life and soul. Because he would not deviate from those instructions. What Srila Sridhara Maharaj wanted, Govinda Maharaj wanted to give. Srila Govinda Maharaj said that once he heard the direction from Srila Sridhara Maharaj and his next job then was to do that. Not to try, but to do. And in trying, there is no question of what if success does not come, or leaving that instruction to substitute something else in place of that instruction, not to deviate from that instruction. That Govinda Maharaj said there is no consideration for that, not to break it. In other words, what Guru Srila Guru Maharaj said, what he wanted, then I must try, and trying, success or not success, not a question, but must try until it is accomplished. And Srila Sridhara Maharaj remarked about Govinda Maharaj that was one of his qualities. Whatever he set his mind to do, then it would be done. Very ideal. Very high ideal for us to consider. Hare Krishna. Jai Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj Avir Bhav Maha Mahotsava Ki Jai. Never the right words, never the sufficient words, never enough words to say all the things that I would like to say about His Divine Grace, Srila Govinda Maharaj. Well, they say the life is eternal, so hopefully we will get some more opportunities. Nitai Gaur Premanande Haribo. Jai Om Vishnu Pad Paramahansa Parivraja Kachari Varya Ashtotara Satta Shishimad Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj Avir Bhav Mahamahotsava Ki Jai. Jai Srila Govinda Maharaj's Divine Appearance Day Celebration Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnu Pad Paramahansa Parivraja Kacharya Srila Bhakti Rakak Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnu Pad Paramahansa Parivraja Kacharya Bhagavan Sri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Goswami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnu Pad Paramahansa Parivraja Kacharya Srila Gorkishore Das Babaji Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnu Pad Paramahansa Srila Satchirananda Bhaktivinod Thakur Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnu Pad Paramahansa Vaishnava Sarvabhauma Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnu Pad Paramahansa Parivraja Kacharya Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Prabhupada Ki Jai. Ananti Koti Vaishnavarinda Ki Jai. Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. Premsa Kaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Garadhar Sri Vasari Gaur Bhaktivarinda Ki Jai. Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Shamakunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai. Jai Shri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat Ki Jai. Nitai Gaur Premanande Haribo Shri Harinam Sankirtan Ki Jai. Jai Shri Guru Gauranga Gandharvika Giri Hari's Jews New Outfit Ki Jai. Nitai Gaur Haribo. Nitai Gaur Haribo.